It was a long 2.5 hours until Moab's washpot finally fought its way through the weather and touched down on the planet's sole landing pad, just to one side of the mission. Owen had tried everything up to and including open threats to get rid of Vaughn, but he or she was still there at Owen's side as he stood waiting on the pad in the rain for the ship's captain to make an appearance. During his long wait, Owen had made inquiries about the diminutive figure and discovered that Vaughn had originally been a Major League Esper, until he or she had had an epiphany in one of the back rooms of the House of Joy and declared him or herself a sorcerer. Basically, Vaughn had whatever power she or he thought he or she had, because no one could convince Vaughn otherwise. Owen suggested the leprosy might have unhinged him, but apparently Vaughn had always been weird. Owen decided he didn't want to think about that, and concentrated on the ship as it stood steaming in the pattering rain. It wasn't much of a craft, barely the size of his late-lamented Sunstrider II. Probably only had a nominal captain, and a few crew to do the scut work. Fast mover, though. Parliament wouldn't have bothered commandeering a slow ship, not for a direct message. Owen smiled grimly. The message would have to be pretty damned important to divert any of Parliament's couriers from his war duties, and Owen had a strong feeling he didn't want to hear it. He couldn't afford distractions now. All that mattered was getting off this planet and going after Hazel. The ship's airlock finally cycled open, and Captain Joyen the Lord Rotsteiner stepped out onto the landing pad. He glared disdainfully about him into the rain, and then glared even more disdainfully at Owen. He was extremely tall, supernaturally thin, and looked like he'd sway on his feet in even the mildest of breezes. His long face was all bones and harsh planes, dominated by a beaked nose you could open cans with. His eyes were deep-set and very dark, and his mouth was set in a grim line. He dressed all in drab black, unadorned, save for the bright red sash that marked him as an official representative of Parliament. His face wore a mask of parliamentary disdain. Owen just knew they weren't going to get along. The captain strode forward to stand before Owen. He held his nose up high, the better to look down it at Owen, and ignored Vaughn completely.
I bear Parliament's word. I speak for humanity.
Really? How nice for you. How are they all?
It is required that you return at once to Golgotha, Sir Deathstalker. Your services are needed most urgently. You are instructed to come with me, that I may convey you to an approaching star cruiser. How long will it take you to pack?
Hold everything. What's so important that they've detailed a whole bloody star cruiser to come and pick me up? What's been happening in the war while I've been cut off here?
War always bad idea. Much property damage. Bad for insurance. Much better, kill all persons in authority on both sides. Saves time and helps prevent further wars. I know these things. Talked to God personally on subject many times.
The captain ignored Vaughn with a thoroughness Owen could only admire.
The war goes badly. You must come now.
Tell me about the war.
Shub's forces are winning on most fronts. Humanity is barely holding its own against the insect ships. New Aedman nests are appearing all over the Empire. The recreated have not yet left the Dark Void, but signs of their coming have been manifesting in disturbing ways among the more sensitive elements of the Esper community. And beyond all that, a new plague has appeared, leaping from planet to planet, striking down all who come into contact with it. We are living in the end times, Deathstalker, when all will come to judgment. Evil and horror and destruction threaten humanity on all sides. You must return. The Empire needs you.
No, it doesn't. These are all matters for the armed forces to deal with. I've no idea who or what the recreated are. And for a plague, you need doctors and research labs. Parliament just wants me back because it'll look like they're doing something. I don't have the time to rush around making appearances as a reassuring symbol. I'm needed elsewhere.
Parliament thinks otherwise. Do you defy the will of the people?
I've been the hero often enough. Let someone else do it. Hazel Dark has been kidnapped by the Bloodrunners. I have to rescue her. If you need a maze survivor for a symbol, why not ask Jack Random and Ruby Journey?
They are no longer considered, reliable. Reports have been coming in from the planet Loki of terrible actions performed at their command. Mass executions without trial and other atrocities. Unacceptable, barbaric behavior.
What? I don't believe it. Jack Random would never allow such things to happen. I never knew a more honorable man. No. This is just some trick to get me to return to Golgotha with you. Well, I'm not going. Hazel needs me.
The fate of all humanity is more important than one woman. It is your duty to return with me.
Don't you dare use that word with me. I've given up more for duty than you could ever imagine. For once, I don't care what other people want or need. My only real duty is to the one I love.
Captain Rotsteiner stepped back a pace without taking his eyes off Owen, and then moved away from the airlock.
It was anticipated that you might prove difficult. I was therefore provided with an escort to ensure that you do the right thing. Come!
The crimson armored figure of a Grendel alien stepped out of the airlock. The rain pattered on its broad, heart-shaped head as it moved slowly forward, flexing its steel-clawed fingers and smiling endlessly with its steel teeth. It came to a halt beside the captain, and only then did Owen note the control yoke around its thick neck. The creature stood inhumanly still, all its attention fixed on Owen, silent and deadly and utterly disturbing. Owen stood very still too, careful to make no movement that might provoke it, staring steadily back so Captain Rotsteiner wouldn't guess how scared he really was.